Welcome to this new edition of the Daily BayPay Forum News Podcast. My name is Cindy and today is July 14, 2023. Today's sponsor is PayCademy.com, an online school where you can learn payments and fintech 24 hours a day, 7 days a week from over 220 different courses. Adyen completes FedNow service certification. Financial technology platform Adyen has completed testing and certification for the FedNow service, the Federal Reserve's instant payment infrastructure launching in July 2023. Open banking kicks off in Argentina. What's next for banks and fintech? Pull transfers have been put into operation in Argentina, enabling bank clients to send money directly from their bank accounts without entering the account of origin. CFIT announces Open Finance Coalition partners. The Center for Finance, Innovation and Technology, CFIT, has announced the first Open Finance Coalition partners to further open finance in the UK, with FCA regulatory support. Paynovate extends operations to France. Belgium-based e-money provider Paynovate has teamed up with LACPS and extended its operations to France, thus expanding its European presence. Revolut enables Tap to Pay on iPhone in the UK. Revolut has enabled Tap to Pay on iPhone contactless payment acceptance technology for Revolut Pro and Revolut Business customers across the UK. Investing platform Public launches in the UK. US-based multi-asset investing platform Public has gone live in the UK, its first market outside the US. AU10TIX releases identity verification app. Israel-based identity verification provider AU10TIX has released an app meant to automate and accelerate ID and age verification. PACE's White Boxworks receives certification from EMVCo. US-based Pace Anti-Piracy has announced that its White Boxworks software toolkit has renewed its certification from EMVCo. Report. Messaging channels remain a big threat to bank risk management. US-based Shield and LeapExpert have revealed that financial institutions struggle to monitor employee communications on messaging apps despite substantial fines. ESMA is looking for input on crypto market rules. The European Securities and Markets Authority, ESMA, has published a consultation package under MiCA and is inviting comments from stakeholders. SWIFT pilots instant payments across currency zones. SWIFT and several international banks have successfully completed the first pilot to process, in a real environment, instant payments between different currency areas. HSAs and employee health incentives drive prepaid in healthcare. As healthcare costs rise, employers are moving towards high-deductible health plans, leaving consumers to have to pay more out of pocket. Atomic partners with AQ Technology. Financial service tech provider AQ Technology has partnered with payroll connectivity provider Atomic to bring automated direct deposit switching to credit unions. Line Data partners with Qualtic to support the banking industry. Asset management and credit technology provider LineData has partnered with Qualtic, a US-based provider of stress testing tools for commercial loans. Monzo in talks with Lunar for a potential merger. UK-based digital financial institution Monzo has been exploring a potential merger with Denmark-based fintech Lunar. Tulip partners with Stripe. Cloud-based retail solutions provider Tulip has announced a strategic partnership with the financial infrastructure platform for businesses Stripe. Kima launches its crypto PayPal. Money Transfer and Payment Protocol KEMA has launched its SDK to create a unified financial settlement layer. MasterCard Inc.'s deal with UAE's Nirvana Travel and Tourism. MasterCard and Nirvana Travel and Tourism, one of the UAE's leading travel and tourism management company, have joined forces in an exclusive collaboration aimed at providing a unique payment solution to customers who book travel services in the UAE, Saudi Arabia, Egypt and Jordan. Ripple scores partial win in SEC lawsuit. Ripple did not violate federal securities law by selling the XRP token on public exchanges and through algorithms. A U.S. judge has ruled in a major win for the cryptocurrency industry. This concludes our current edition of the Bay Pay Forum podcast. Remember that you can read the full text of each article in our news section on baypayforum.com. We hope to see you tomorrow.